tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seelands Grove.
Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly in Seelands Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seelands Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Magic Radio. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis, and it is a dreary, yucky, rainy night here in central Pennsylvania. But I am so fortunate to be here in the Magic Radio room, sitting in front of a beautiful Christmas tree, Christmas presents, or they look like Christmas presents. They're just decorations, my friends. And I have a beautiful group, as always, of boys and girls who are here to talk to... Who are you here to talk to?
Santa!
What does he look like? Big, long, white beard. What color does he always wear?
Red.
Red. I love Santa in that red suit, don't you?
Do you love Santa Claus's red suit?
Yes.
And his hat. How are you?
Good.
You're good. You look so cute. Come here closer. You're sparkling. Uh-oh. Sparkling, my friends. That's the magic word. That'll... Emma may have already heard that in the North Pole. That drives her. She goes crazy. Santa has to hold her down when she hears the word sparkles. You're going to hear that in just a few minutes. So, what do you say? Should we get ready?
Yeah.
We're only a few days, like three more days, and then it's Christmas Eve. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. That didn't sound like you were excited. Are we excited? Yes! Much better, much better. Okay, come nice and close. I don't need you trying to escape from the magic radio room. Have a seat. Relax. Everybody clear those pipes.
Clear those pipes. Come on. Hear them. I need to hear it.
It's a cough versus clearing, but okay. All right. I'm going to count to three. And remember, it's all about the loud voice that you sing it in, and you got to dance and get the shoulders going. Ready? One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa.
Do you hear it? What do you hear?
Only a few more days left, and everything is on schedule. Now, the tradition goes that if you get to talk to the kids in central Pennsylvania with Santa, you also get to pick the vacation spot after. after Christmas. Well, I better get busy. Oh, this looks like fun. Oh, yes, it'll have a spot of tea with the Queen and Santa. I'm just kidding. Tea's good, but I like cocoa better. Oh, this looks fun, too! Well, China would be pretty fun, but I think Santa might have something else in mind. Something sandy. Pretty funny, too. Oh, I should start packing. What should I bring? Suntan lotion. And my bathing suit. My snorkel. My flippers. And my sand pail and my bucket. Oh, I'm gonna build the biggest sandcastle ever! Oh, boy. This is a lot of stuff. Am I gonna be able to fit it all in the suitcase? Stay closed! If I could just climb on top of it and push it down. There! I got it! No! Well, that didn't work. Well, I'll just figure this out later. Time to go meet Santa in the magic radio room. Hi, Santa, how are you?
Oh, my goodness, Emma. I don't know what just happened, but you've got a swim fin stuck on your ear.
It's the latest trend, Santa. You gotta understand.
Oh, look at that. There's a bathing suit on your feet. Oh, they're all over the room. Oh, my.
Busted. Miss Anne?
Hello, Emma. Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, we're getting some diversion from Emma here. She seems to have had a suitcase explosion. Oh. Well, Miss Anne, it's almost Christmas, and I know you've got some boys and girls there for us to talk to. And I say to each and every one, Merry Christmas.
Oh, they're already smiling, Santa Claus. But Santa, before we start, I just have to ask one thing. May I start packing my bags after talk to Santa tonight for the beach trip?
Are you telling me that you're going to go along?
Oh, I would love to go along.
That sounds like fun. Miss Anne can go along. You think she can go along? I think she can go along.
Please, Santa.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We wouldn't want to go without Miss Anne.
The only way you can do it, though, is you have to be able to fit into my suitcase.
Ruh-roh. Uh-oh. Okay.
I think you are underestimating the amount of elf magic I have, Miss Anne.
Oh, well, that's true. I'm forgetting who you are, the super-duper supreme elf in charge of everything, Queen of Sparkles, amazing packer, magical packer. So, yeah, I'm in.
Elf choir director.
That's right. Boys and girls,
Cookie Maker.
The voice that you're hearing, that little elf, everything. She does everything, except Santa is the ultimate super-duper person in charge. Right, Santa Claus?
Well, I'll tell you, Emma helps me out an awful lot.
Well, I can't wait to hit the beach with you two. Okay, so a girl can dream. Anyway, okay, Santa and Emma, are you ready to relax and have a little bit of fun tonight, or lots of fun?
Absolutely, let's do it!
Okay, when we come back, yes. Our first guest tonight will be Mr. Daniel Jessamaria. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight, he's been with us before on the Magic Radio. Welcome back, Daniel. How are you?
Good.
So nice to see you again. You got so much taller. How have you been?
Good.
Good. You want to say hello to the guy with the big white beard in the North Pole?
Hi.
Well, my goodness, Daniel. Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Oh, Joe the Elf tells me you have grown in the past year.
Santa's getting reports on everything. Wait a minute. So there's an elf at your house?
Yes.
Who is it? What's his name?
Joe.
Joe. Is what we call him up here. Yeah, come over here, Joe.
Did you see Joe today?
I didn't find him yet.
Oh, you didn't? Wait, you've seen him, though, already at your house, right?
Yes.
Oh, so he's kind of like a G.I. Joe Santa Claus. Very stealth-like. Knows how to hide. Maybe he's wearing camouflage.
No.
Where was he last spotted?
On the Christmas tree.
That's a standard location, right, Emma?
Absolutely. That's good camouflage.
Well, you know, because Daniel, I've been hearing stories all talk to season long that the boys and girls are saying some of their elves are pretty crazy, doing lots of funny stuff. Some get into a little trouble. How about Joe?
He's a little bit too crazy.
So, Santa, it kind of sounds like Daniel's watching Joe.
Well, it's probably a good idea.
So that makes you one of Santa's elves then, right, Daniel?
Yes.
So how old are you now and what grade are you in?
I'm in first grade and I'm 7.
Wow. So first grade. I know when we talked last year, kindergarten, you didn't get any homework. How is that in first grade?
Good.
Do you get homework and do you have a favorite subject that you like to work on?
I have homework every day.
Every day? Wow. Okay. And what do you like to work on? Math problems and reading and spelling?
Math problems.
Joe will be giving Santa reports, but are you doing pretty well in school? Trying really hard?
Yes.
Well, hey, before we talk anymore and we forget, did you tell your teacher? What's your teacher's name? Maybe Santa could wish her a Merry Christmas, he or she.
Miss Heimbach.
Well, Miss Heimbach, a very Merry Christmas from Daniel and all of us here at the North Pole.
Merry Christmas!
So Daniel is not just any little regular helper elf Santa Claus. This young man is getting trained in Taekwondo.
Whoa! Oh, Emma gets a real kick out of that. Oh.
Good one, Santa. Santa said Emma gets a real kick out of that. Get it?
Yeah.
Santa's pretty funny, right? So Emma's taking some Taekwondo in the North Pole. Now, do you make those sounds?
No.
So I bet you're really, really good. How do you practice, like, a little bit every day?
I practice every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday? Really cool sport. Do you plan to stay with that?
I stay with it.
Yeah. Well, good luck, because I'm sure you're really good. You're only going to get better. And what other sports are you into?
Baseball.
Baseball player, too. Now, ask Emma. I don't know if there's a baseball team in the North Pole with the elves. What do you think? With all the snow?
No. Is there any baseball teams in the snow?
Well, yes, there are, and all we do is slide to the bases.
Wait, what do you do, Emma?
We use a snowball, and we slide into the bases.
You could probably ice skate through the bases, huh?
No.
When the snow gets deep, we've actually lost the whole team for a couple of days. Oh!
Can you imagine how fun that would be in the North Pole? Even just, like, playing in all that snow.
I know.
So you hear that little Miss Emma there is hoping to head to the beach after Christmas. Santa and the elves get a little break after the holiday. So do you like the beach too?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a big swimmer? Do you like the water?
Yes.
So do you get to go to the beach usually with your family in the summertime?
Not a lot.
It's a fun place to go, huh? So Daniel, is your house all ready for Christmas? Is your tree ready and your stocking out?
Yes.
Well, tell me about your Christmas tree.
It's really big.
And do you have any favorite ornaments and stuff? Like anything like baseball related you get to put on the tree? Anything that's just yours?
I have a snowman ornament.
Hey, are you hoping? I know I am. Wouldn't it be nice to wake up Christmas morning and see a little bit of snow?
Yes.
Oh, we're working on that. We haven't gotten very far with the snow miser, but we're working on it all.
Well, here's the thing, Santa. I have been leaving messages for the heat miser to tone it down a little bit. And the snow miser's doing his job, but it turns to rain as soon as we send it.
I know, and Emma, I hate to tell you that's what's happening again.
I know. I'm trying. It's just not working.
Well, we appreciate you trying. We'll cross our fingers, right, Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've talked to Emma before. You know that she's a little afraid of, like, any furry little pets she might run into. She's even afraid of goldfish sometimes. But I don't know. Any pets in your house?
A dog.
Oh.
You better explain, my friend. Tell her about what's the dog's name and describe your dog. And is he or she elf-friendly?
My dog is elf-friendly.
Okay.
Is she breathing there, Santa?
Oh, my
Emma?
Good.
I'm here.
Oh, she was a little bit worried about a dog, but the dog is dog-friendly and elf-friendly. Whoa, we're happy.
What's your dog's name?
Holly.
Oh, come on. Holly sounds like a real friendly name, Emma.
Yeah, that's like our cat. Our cat is named Holly, and Mistletoe is the dog.
See, so that's a good name. That means that it has to be a friendly animal. Where does Holly sleep in your house?
In a dog cage.
Okay. So Holly won't be running around the house on Christmas Eve?
No.
You won't be running around the house on Christmas Eve, will you?
No.
Okay. Is it hard for you to fall asleep?
Yes.
But I bet that's the one morning that it's not hard for you to wake up early, right?
Yes.
Well, Daniel, have you thought about what you're going to leave Santa and the elves this year for Christmas? Any good snacks? Anything you want to share with Santa, or is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
Oh, Santa Claus loves surprises.
See, Santa loves surprises as much as we all do, right?
Yes.
Well, honey, are you going to sing a song for Santa and Emma tonight? You've probably been singing some Christmas songs in school.
Yes. Is Rudolph there?
Oh, my goodness, yes, Rudolph. Come over here. We have Daniel ready to sing a song for you.
Emma, can I have a jumble, please?
Absolutely. Take it away.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Away. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
Oh, my goodness, Daniel. Oh, Rudolph loves that song, except he thinks it ought to be a one-reindeer open sleigh, but that's not the way it is. You did it right, Daniel. Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Oh, good job, Daniel. See, Rudolph liked that. Did you hear his jingle bells?
Yeah.
Told you, that makes him happy. So, Daniel, tell Santa and Emma what will make you happy on Christmas morning. What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
I got my pencil ready to go.
Okay, Okay. So Emma knows presents, but is there anything really special that you want her to make a note of?
Nintendo Switch and a hoverboard.
A Nintendo Switch and a hoverboard. Oh, I'm going to try that out first, Santa.
Whoa, you got to be careful.
Now, you heard Santa likes surprises. Do you like surprises, too?
Yes.
Okay, so
well,
should we add those?
Let's find some surprises here, Emma. But first, let's go to the great big book at the North Pole and look up Daniel Gessamaria.
All right. It says here that Daniel is doing well in school. That's really wonderful, Daniel. You keep up the good work. Now, it says here, though, you could improve on not fighting with your older brother, Andrew. Can you work on not fighting with him, okay?
Yes.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench for the first time tonight here and see what we have for Daniel. Oh, my goodness. He certainly must like surprises. There are a lot of them over here, over there, and oh, my goodness. I think we're going to bring Daniel a Nintendo Switch.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Daniel a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Daniel. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Daniel, your brother, and your whole family. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. So nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus and Emma, when we return, we'll be talking with the lovely Allison Kearney. Did I say that right? Two thumbs up. Okay. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Goodness gracious. That sounds like Allison. Is that Allison down there?
Can't even fool Santa for a minute, Allison. He knew that was you.
Miss Anne's shirking her responsibilities again.
But Allison did it so well, Emma.
She did.
So maybe that will erase the check mark I just got in the big book, Emma, maybe?
Not for you.
Allison, what did I tell you?
I'm a stickler with the book.
It was fun, though. It was worth it for you. I'll take one for the team. You did a great job. Well, welcome to the Magic Radio. You
want to say hi, Santa? Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, hello there, Allison. So good to hear your voice this year.
Santa, Allison and I think that just for your own good, for just a second, you should cover your ears.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Ears are covered.
Get ready.
What?
She is covered.
What'd you say? What?
Head to toe.
I have my ears covered.
No. Emma, you can hear us, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Head to toe.
Sparkles.
Yay! Sparkles, 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 sparkles!
Oh, I didn't hear a thing, but I saw Emma bouncing all over the room. Oh,
what did I tell you? I think we lost a Christmas ornament or two. They shattered. I told you. She loves sparkles. You know that, right?
Yes.
Well, you look absolutely...
Well, she certainly knows now. I love sparkles!
Oh, Emma, you would love her top, her little leggings, her boots, her black sparkle. Oh, I said it again.
Whoa, you didn't warn me.
I'm so sorry, Santa. Emma, elf, little elf yoga breaths, you okay?
Okay. I'm okay.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Allison, I'm okay.
Well, we calm her down. Why don't you tell Santa Claus, how have you been? How old are you? And what grade are you in?
I'm not in a grade.
You get to go to preschool, right?
Yes.
Wow. Did you go to preschool today?
Yes.
Well, tell me about your preschool. Santa likes to know, what do you get to do when you're there? And do you love school?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what do you love about it? Tell me, what's your most favorite thing?
We get to make crafts.
Crafts? Like, have you made any Christmas crafts?
Yes.
Tell me about them. Can you remember? What do they look like?
One, we made a snowman.
A snowman? Oh. And are you drawing lots of Christmas pictures, coloring pictures?
Yes.
You know who loves Christmas pictures and takes them to the North Pole and
Santa.
Puts... That's right. So, are there any surprises that you plan to leave for Santa?
Yes.
Maybe one of those pretty pictures that you're working on? What do you think?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, Allison. We'll bring that picture right up here to the North Pole and take a big old magnet and put it right on the refrigerator.
Everybody's got a spot on the big refrigerator.
Wow. Did you hear that? So your picture will be on the refrigerator in the North Pole forever and ever and ever. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yes. Aw. I bet Santa will be so excited to see that. Well, so tell Santa Claus, is there anybody special that's listening to you on the Magic Radio tonight?
Yes.
Now, this is your twin sister. Oh, double the fun, right, Mom and Dad? they're like smiling. Yeah, they are. Well, they're so quiet and so well behaved. I'm sure you're like this all the time, right? She smiled. Said nothing, Santa, just a nice big smile.
Well, of course, we got all kinds of word from her elf, Elfie. And she can smile. She's a pretty good girl.
Did you hear that? Santa's getting good reports from Elfie. Where does Elfie hang out in your house?
Today, he had a microphone, and he was holding it on the top of a fireplace.
My goodness, he's such a showman.
Is Elfie a little rock star, Santa Claus, huh? Wow, Allison. So you and your sister, do you share a bedroom?
Yes.
Who's the first one that will be awake on Christmas morning? Oh, your sister said it's her. So you like to sleep in a little bit? Do you?
Yeah. Yes.
So now, do you have to pick up your toys and your clothes and try to keep your bedroom clean?
Yes.
Have you been working on that?
Yes.
Well, Santa likes to hear that. And you know, Emma, usually, she is also the room inspector, so she takes a peek in your room. Is that okay?
That's right!
Yeah. You'll be fast asleep. You won't even hear. Right, Emma?
Yep, I am super sneaky.
She tiptoes in, tiptoes out.
Oh, unless she trips over the toys, and then it gets a little noisy.
This is why I insist on a nice, clean bedroom.
Did you hear that? She needs a nice, clean bedroom, okay? Deal? Okay. So, you want to check if that reindeer with the shiny nose is there? Is Rudolph there?
Is Rudolph there?
Oh, my goodness. Right here beside the magic radio at the North Pole, Allison.
Here you go, Allison. Ready? One, two, three.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph
join in any reindeer games than one foggy Christmas Eve. Santa came to say ho, ho, ho.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guard my sleigh tonight? Ho, ho.
Then all the reindeer loved him. He shouted out with glee,
yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll come down in history.
Whoa! My goodness!
Yay!
Rudolph is up the wall and on the ceiling. Calm down, Rudolph. My, this is a busy workshop tonight. Oh!
Allison, I liked your Santa impression. Ho, ho, ho.
Do that again. Do that Santa impression one more time. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Whoa, ho, 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 ho.
I'm telling you, Santa, she's an elf in training. Well, that was wonderful. 5 years old, and you made Rudolph happy, and now you get to tell Santa Claus what will make you very happy on Christmas Day. What are you hoping for?
A rescue one.
Okay. Okay, you got that, Emma?
I do.
Okay. And any special dolls or anything else that you can think of? Or do you like surprises?
Yes.
Well, let's come up with some surprises and see what it says about Allison Kearney in the great big book here at the North Pole, Emma.
You got it. All right. It says here that Allison is doing well in her pre-K class with Miss Sandy. That's wonderful. It says here, though, you could improve on listening to Mom and Dad better. Miss Anne!
I'm on it.
Elf ears present!
You've got to do this. Bend them forward. Your ears, both ears. Okay, Emma.
Okay, those are your elf ears. I know that they work. I know they work. They work for listening to Mom and Dad. So make sure you listen to Mom and Dad better, okay?
I promise.
All right, this is a good class, Santa Claus.
My goodness. Let's see what we might have on the old workbench here for Allison. Oh, look at this. She must like surprises. She's got a lot of them. Look at the size of this pile of surprises. She's going to love this over here. And, oh, my goodness, I think Santa's going to bring her LOL surprise dolls.
Surprise!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Allison a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Allison. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was so nice to have you here. Santa Claus and Emma, I think it's okay if parents use the elf ear system at home, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. That's what it's for.
Feel free, moms and dads. Okay, I think they're on it too, Emma. All right, Santa Claus, when we come back, we will be talking with Liam Kusnarek. I said it right. Right, Liam? Yes. He's shaking his head yes. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list. Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings. He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Frost Jewelers." That's right,
Frost Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove and online at FrostJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Making his debut on the Magic Radio is Liam Kusnarek. Hi, Liam.
Hi.
Nice and loud. Santa, we practice. Ready? One, two, three.
Hi.
Goodness. Hello, Liam. First time on the Magic Radio, but we know a lot about you, Liam. You're a pretty good boy. And by the way, Santa Buddy, your elf, says he really enjoys being at your house.
Did you hear that, Liam? Santa's getting really, really good reports about you. So, oh, Santa, this face, there's no way he could be a bad boy. I don't know. Dad, right? What? Dad agrees. Hey, listen, so you, your family is listening to you on your very first time in the Magic Radio. Who's out there listening? Your sisters? Well, say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Say, tell Santa it's your mom. And what are your sisters' names?
Emma and Mia.
Wait, Emma and?
Mia.
Mia?
Well,
wait, me? No, no, no. Emma thinks it's her. It's Mia, right?
Yeah.
Yes? So Emma's your older sister? And Mia's your younger sister.
Yeah.
He's smack dab in the middle, Santa.
My goodness, let's wish a very special Merry Christmas to Liam's sisters, older, younger, and Dad, who's sitting over there, and all the parents and grandparents and friends. Oh!
So has everybody, have your sisters been good? Mom and Dad been good? Yeah, well, I need you to answer that. You can't shake your head. You got to tell Santa. That's important.
Yes.
Yes? Everybody's been good?
Yeah.
And so, how old are you now, Liam?
I'm four
years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And you, do you get to go to preschool? You do? Did you go to preschool today? Santa, you have to tell Santa yes, he can't hear.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds like fun, Liam.
Now, Santa doesn't get to go to preschool. So tell Santa, what's so fun? What's he missing at preschool? What's your favorite thing to do there?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. I bet you have circle time, right? Yes. And what do you do when you're in circle?
Sing songs.
Are you working on learning letters? What are the names of some of your friends at your preschool?
I don't know.
What? Your friends are named I Don't Know?
Oh.
What? No, wait, come on. I knew it, Emma. There's a giggle switch here. Come on.
Okay, check the back.
Okay, I'm on it.
Check the back.
I think I found it.
Did you find it? Okay, if you can't find it on the back, check. You gotta boop the nose.
The nose?
If you can't find it on the back, you gotta boop the nose.
Oh, wait, boop. Did that do it?
No. Ah, it did. It worked. I knew it would.
So, listen, I hear that. So, who's at your house? Santa Buddy?
Yes.
That's your elf? Is he in your room or your sister's bedroom? Where is he?
Downstairs.
He hangs out downstairs?
Does he?
Have you... Okay. Has he been, like, in the kitchen trying to get some cookies?
No.
You better watch. Are you sure? He may have had cookies and you just don't know, right? So what's your favorite cookie? Tell Santa, what are the cookies that you like to eat? Because I bet you look. Don't say I don't know.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, my goodness. Old Santa Claus loves chocolate chip cookies, Liam.
You and Santa love the same cookie. Do you think about, are you going to leave Santa some cookies and something for the elves and all the reindeer?
Yes.
What do you plan to leave for the elves?
Emma,
so what do you like,
Emma? What you like? My favorite cookie?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yep, your favorite cookie, Emma.
I like sugar cookies because they have sparkles!
Whoa!
So, okay, you know what Emma wants.
Do
you leave anything for the reindeer?
Yes.
What do you leave for the reindeer?
Carrots?
Oh, that will make them so...
Rudolph happy. Just said, oh, he loves carrots. His nose flashed off and on.
Wow. Did you hear that, Liam? Rudolph's right there, and he heard that you're going to leave him some carrots. Aw. Want to say, hey, Rudolph?
Hey, Rudolph.
Is his nose blinking, Santa?
Oh, my goodness, yes. You can hear he's jumping around, and his nose is blinking, and he's so happy to hear from Liam this year.
So, Liam, I bet Mom and Dad ask you to pick up all your toys when you're done playing. Are you trying to do that?
Yes, tell Santa. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Oh, that's good, Liam.
Aw. I bet your smiling face is the first one awake on Christmas morning. Am I right? Is it going to be you? Do you go and wake up Mom and Dad and your sisters? Do you?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to sing a song for Santa tonight? Should we sing? Do you want to sing some Jingle Bells? Should we all sing together?
Yeah.
You know. You don't want to say? How about, I bet you want to tell Santa what you want for Christmas, though, right?
No.
No? Well, let me ask you this. Do you like surprises?
Yes.
Say surprises, please.
Surprises, please.
Well, my goodness. Liam Kuznarek, let's take a look in the great big book here at the North Pole, Emma.
All right, it says here that Liam is doing well adjusting to his new school and being away from mom. That's really good. Now, he could improve on being nicer to his little sister. Can you work on that? All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, let's see what we might have for Liam Kuznarek here on the big old workbench. Oh, look at this. Oh, I'll bet that's bigger than Liam is. And over here, surprises and some mystery gifts. And, oh, my goodness, I think we're going to bring him a Nerf gun.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Liam a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Liam. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you. Santa, he has the coolest cowboy boots on. I can so picture him with that Nerf gun you're going to bring him. He's going to look so cool. Well, I hope you and your sisters have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we return, we'll be chatting with Emma Kearney. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
And girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see, that must have been Emma. Sounds a lot like Allison. Hello there, Emma, and Merry Christmas.
Hello, Emma, this is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hello, Emma.
Well, hello, Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Santa. Hello, Miss Anne.
Uh-oh, hold on. Whoop, we got something going on here. That's Emma. You're Emma.
I'm Emma. That's Santa.
That's Santa.
You're Miss Anne.
I'm Miss Anne. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? We got two Emmas. We got to get this straight, Santa Claus. This Emma is going to tell you what she wants for Christmas. That Emma in the North Pole is going to write it down, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are we all cleared, everybody?
I think so.
Okay. That is a very popular name for elves and for little girls. I love that name. And Emma, little Emma in the North Pole.
Yes.
Little fashion update.
I need a fashion update.
The other little Miss Carney is not disappointing in terms of
sparkles.
Yes! Whoa! Oh my goodness! Oh, Emma, you just stepped in a cupcake again.
Did you hear that? She stepped in a cupcake. She's jumping all around up there.
Oh, she is so excited, Emma.
Let me see. I've been good. Oh, Santa, so that you know, her shirt says, "Dear Santa, I've been good."
Well, Elfie says that's true.
Did you hear that, Emma? Santa's getting good reports from Elfie. You've been good? Oh, I'd agree, right? Oh, yeah. Say, oh, yeah, Santa.
Oh, yeah, Santa.
So, Emma, there's somebody very important in your house that's listening to you on the radio tonight. Who should Santa say Merry Christmas to?
My sister, Caitlin.
Caitlin is listening, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. Let's wish a very Merry Christmas to Caitlin. Ho, 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 Emma, and I'll bet Allison, too. Say Merry Christmas from the radio room. Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, because, well, I know, Santa, you already knew about Caitlin, so she's not here with us tonight, but I bet, has Caitlin been a good girl this year?
Yes.
Yes? So, now, Caitlin has her own room at your house?
Yes.
Now, how about you? Now, do Mom and Dad ask you to help out, too, like your little sister, that you both have to pick up your toys?
Yeah.
How is that working? Is your part of the room nice and clean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, do you have your stocking out already? Do you have a stocking with your name on it?
Uh-huh.
You do? What color is your stocking?
Red.
Red?
Old Santa Claus loves red.
You know, you already knew that, right? That's Santa's favorite color. So tell me about, Christmas is just days away. Are you watching Christmas movies at home?
No.
No? Not a Christmas movie? What's your favorite one when you get to watch a movie?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's a good one.
Rudolph loves that one so much.
Yeah, that's Rudolph's favorite.
You got a chance to act in that one.
And Mom said, I think I heard Mom say, the Grinch. You love the Grinch?
Mm-hmm.
That is such a good movie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch that normally on Christmas Eve? Do you like to watch a Christmas movie before you go to bed?
Yes.
I bet you and your sisters wear really cute Christmas pajamas, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. I knew it. I knew it. I bet Mom and Dad take a picture every year in front of the tree.
Yes.
You and your sister have been so quiet and good tonight. Are you two always quiet when you're playing together?
Yes.
Really? You mean you don't turn up the volume a little bit?
Nope.
Okay, you're starting to smile. I'm thinking. I think so. What do you two like to play together? You bet you have lots of dolls. What's your favorite doll?
Baby dolls.
Lots of baby dolls. Oh, Santa, she also has some favorite things she likes to do. She's into sports. Tell Santa, what do you get to do?
Gymnastics and soccer.
Oh, that's hard work and a lot of running and a lot of jumping.
Emma, do you do gymnastics?
Absolutely! It's part of our elf training!
I told you, and you have a trampoline, don't you, Emma?
Uh-huh. Lots of them!
Yeah. You know what? That's how Emma puts the star in the Christmas tree, right, Emma?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the elf cannon!
Oh, why, sorry. Can you tell her about that?
The trampolines are for the tinsel, so you can do the loopy stuff. And then...
She bounces, and then she throws the tinsel up, and it lands on the tree.
Yep, and then you load up the elf cannon, and you blast yourself to the top of the tree!
Emma, can you explain the elf cannon?
I just did! Okay, so...
Emma, North Pole, Emma.
You use the tinsel to put the loopy stuff on, and then you use
Sometimes the snow and the blizzards hit unexpectedly in the North Pole. I'm wondering if that's what happened.
Can you not hear me? Hello?
Santa, can you hear us?
Oh, hello? My goodness, we can hear
Santa?
You, Miss Anne.
We'll just have to wait a second here. We're having a little problem in the North Pole.
Hello? Can you hear us?
I know. That's happened to us a couple nights. So let me see if we can just hang on for just a second. We'll get it taken care of.
We must be having some more technical difficulties, Santa. You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we go to a break? And then we will be right back, okay? You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. We just experienced a little blizzard, we know, in the North Pole. Oh, so,
Oh, there she is. Hello there.
There we are.
There was a blizzard here at the North Pole that just about blew open the door of the radio room.
Are you and Emma okay, Santa Claus?
Oh, my, yes. It happens now and then.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear, and we're so glad. Are you covered with snow?
Always.
Boys and girls, I told you that's what we kind of figured, Santa. Well, we were in the midst of talking with Emma Kearney, who tells me she's very quiet. We're going to talk to her cousin in a few minutes, who maybe has some other stories to share. So I'll just dangle that little carrot in front of you, Santa Claus. So, Emma, are you singing Santa and Emma in the North Pole, Emma the Elf? Are you going to sing a song tonight?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready? You want one of the special drum rolls from Emma the Elf?
Yes.
Can you say drum roll, please?
Drum roll, please.
You got it!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Olaf found this to ride the one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Olaf found this to ride the one horse open sleigh.
Oh, my goodness, Emma. That was well worth waiting for. Wonderful job.
You made Santa so happy, and Rudolph was dancing around there in the background. Did you hear his jingle bells?
Yes.
Yes. Well, now it's the big moment. Are you ready to tell Santa and Emma what you would like for Christmas this year?
Yes. I want a surprise.
Surprise?
Surprises are what we do the best.
My goodness. Let's take a look here in the big book, Emma. Emma here at the North Pole to see how Emma down in Sunbury has been. Oh, how confusing. Oh!
That's okay, Santa. I got this. All right, it says here that Emma is doing well in her pre-K class with Miss Sandy. That's wonderful. Now, it says here, though, you could improve on controlling your temper. Can you work on that?
Yes.
Try not to get so
Emma,
mad.
Can I interrupt you a second?
What's up?
Can you ask for elf ears, maybe?
Oh, yes, we can do elf ears. All right, elf ears.
Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
All right. These are your elf ears. And in the big book, it says that you need to control your temper. Can you work on that?
Yes.
And listen to Mom and Dad?
I promise.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the old workbench here and see what we might have for Emma Kearney. Oh, my goodness. Look at this pile of surprises. And, oh, the elves just finished this one up, Emma. And let's also take her LOL surprise dolls.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give him all this is confusing. A great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Emma. Emma, Merry Christmas!
Oh, Merry Christmas!
That was fun. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you and your sisters and your parents, your whole family, have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, last but not least, he's so anxious to talk to you. We'll be chatting with Mr. Lucas Russo, and that is Emma and Allison's cousin. He's going to spill the beans. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
All right, welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me tonight is Mr. Lucas Russo. How are you, Lucas?
Good.
Good.
Come on, you're an old pro with this. You've been on the Magic Radio before. Say, hey, yeah. Santa, how you doing?
Hey, Santa, how you doing?
Well, Lucas, doing just wonderfully here at the North Pole. The elves are out shoveling the sidewalks again. We got about 107 feet of snow in about 2 minutes. Oh,
I told you, Lucas, that's why we couldn't hear Santa. We get so excited when we see a couple snowflakes. Can you imagine that? How many feet, Santa?
Oh, 700 to 800, probably. if you look at it across, anyway, not up and down. Oh,
oh, Santa, that's a lot of snow. How about it?
Yes.
Well, you are decked out for the holidays. Santa Claus, you've got to hear about this T-shirt, this shirt he has on. Oh, you're doing... Emma, you'll love this. He's already doing elf ears.
That's what we call a preemptive strike.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, this is going to be good. Okay, Lucas, so first of all, you got to tell Emma and Santa about this really cool shirt. What's on it?
A dinosaur messing around with Christmas lights.
A lot of that goes on, Lucas.
He's wearing one of your hats.
Well, we try to dress them up as nicely as we can when we put them on a shirt, Lucas.
That is a cool shirt. So, Lucas, how old are you now, and are you in school?
Yes, I'm 6 years old.
And what grade are you in?
First.
How is first grade?
Good.
Are you on Christmas break, or do you have school tomorrow?
I have school tomorrow. I have a half a day.
And I bet that's going to be a fun day, right? Are you having a Christmas party?
I had a Christmas party today.
Oh, you did?
A half day means twice the fun!
I made a gingerbread paper bag house.
That sounds like fun, Lucas.
What else did you do at your Christmas party at school?
Bet
you had lots of good snacks, huh?
We had a bunch of food.
Oh, did you? So was it good and it was fun?
Yes.
Well, then you're going to have all this time off over Christmas. What do you plan to do?
I don't know.
Wait, I bet you're hoping to play with some new stuff that Santa brings, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Santa Claus, Mr. Lucas here is a big brother.
Yes.
Yes. What's your brother? Your little brother is 3. What's his name?
Ethan.
Oh, well, let's wish a very Merry Christmas to Ethan Russo. Merry Christmas, Ethan.
So I'm a big sister, so I know that can be a lot of work. So is it a... He looks a little stressed, Santa Claus. Yeah. So does he keep you on your toes? You have to watch out for him?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's good, Lucas.
But I bet he loves to hang out with you, do whatever you're doing, right?
He likes it barely. Once, like, a show's over, we kind of, like, fight. I don't know why.
It happens, right, Santa?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But I bet, all in all, what's your brother's name again?
Ethan.
I bet Ethan's been a really good boy, huh?
Not really.
Oh, wait a minute, Lucas. Elfie says Ethan has been pretty good this year.
He changed his mind, Santa. He said kind of yes. Okay. So Elfie's keeping an eye on you and your brother, huh?
Yes.
Well, okay, so let's get straight to it. Your two cousins are here tonight. So do you all get to spend a lot of time together?
Yes.
Yes, they live right near you, right?
Yes.
Oh, I bet you all are loads of fun when you're all together.
Yes.
Well, I've been so impressed, Santa Claus. He and Allison and Emma, as you can hear, have been so quiet. Are you guys always this quiet when you're together?
Not really.
No. What do you all do when you hang out together? Is there one thing that you all like to play? Because I know, you know, girls are into dolls and different things sometimes, and sometimes they like trucks.
Kind of like Barbies.
Okay.
Sometimes playing mom and dad.
Oh, you do? You guys play mom and dad? Oh, please call me the next time that happens. I'd like to be there. I think that Elfie is one lucky elf. So, Lucas, are you going to be the first one awake and running to the Christmas tree in your house?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Usually my mom is the first one to wake up.
Is it hard for you to wake up for school?
Yeah, I'm usually really tired.
Sorry. Emma, can you still hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We're hearing, I'm sorry, and we keep getting, I think that we have a storm here in central Pennsylvania. We're hearing some sounds. Well, okay, Emma, we have a situation. He has a little problem getting up in the morning. Do you have an answer to the problem?
I think I do. I have the elf alarm clock.
Can we, Lucas, yes, you better cover those ears. Here's a little sample of what she could bring for you. Hit it, Emma.
Wake up.
Yeah. I'm wide awake now.
So they can either bring you one of those, or I guess you can just try to get up on your own, huh? Yeah.
Or probably just bring me an alarm clock.
Oh, mom and dad would love that, I'm sure.
Yeah. For Christmas.
So, Lucas, are you going to sing us a song tonight?
Yes.
I bet you've got a great song in there. Should we clear those pipes?
Clear them out.
Shall we ask for a special drum roll from Emma?
Yes. Drum roll, please.
You got it, Lucas! Take it away!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. One horse thought is to ride, one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. One horse thought is to ride, one horse open sleigh.
Oh, my goodness. And it is that much fun, Lucas. Oh.
Well, you made, I could hear Rudolph, and he was happy, and Santa was happy. So, Lucas, what will make your Christmas very merry this year? What is on your Christmas list?
Nintendo Switch and a Lego City.
Those are cool. Those are cool wish lists. Anything else, though, can you think of? Or do you? Should we add some surprises?
Add some surprises.
Well, let's see what we can find for surprises, Emma. And find Lucas Russo in this great big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that Lucas is doing well in school, so that's really good. You keep up the work. Good work, okay, Lucas?
Okay.
Okay, but it says here you could improve by not being so rough with your little brother Ethan and his dog Remy. So can you be nice and play nice with Ethan and Remy?
Yes.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what's on the workbench here for Lucas. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this looks like fun. Here's another one the elves just finished making for Lucas. And let's bring him a Monopoly Junior. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Lucas Russo a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Lucas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.